The World This Week. Politics.
Indonesia's legislature passed a sweeping new criminal code that outlaws sex outside marriage, making it punishable by a stiff prison sentence. President Joko Widodo has not signed the new code into law, but has suggested he will. It applies to foreigners as well as locals. It also makes it illegal for Indonesians to leave their religion or persuade anyone to be a non-believer. The Taliban regime in Afghanistan carried out its first public execution since returning to power last year. A man was shot for murder by the victim's father in front of a stadium crowd that included the government's justice minister. Judges have recently been ordered to adhere closely to Sharia law. Human rights groups fear a return to the public mass executions and floggings of the 1990s. As Russia pounded Ukraine with more missiles, aiming to knock out critical infrastructure as winter deepens, Ukraine struck back. Two large explosions were reported at a pair of Russian air bases several hundred kilometers from the border. It is thought that the attacks, which damaged aircraft, were carried out by Ukrainian drones, but it is unclear why Russia had been unable to stop them. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, said that the price cap set by the G7 and EU on Russian oil was too high to inflict real damage on the Russian economy, and called for tougher action. The allies have imposed a cap of $60 a barrel, about the same as the price paid anyway for oil pumped from the Urals. Latvia's media regulator ordered TV Rain, an independent Russian channel that operates from Latvia, to shut down. TV Rain was fined for depicting Crimea as part of Russia and criticized for being too sympathetic to Russian conscript troops. It says it is against the war. Most of its viewers watch it on YouTube anyway, where it will continue to operate. Police in Germany arrested around 25 people who are suspected of planning to carry out an armed coup and replace the government with a council headed by a minor aristocrat. Far-right extremism has become a significant problem in Germany in recent years. Israel's Prime Minister-designate, Benjamin Netanyahu, clinched the support of enough parties in the Knesset to form a government. The emerging coalition is likely to include two far-right parties, including one led by Itamar Ben-Gvir, who may get a newly created post as National Security Minister. Sudan's military rulers reached a deal with pro-democracy leaders to establish a civilian-led government that will manage a transition to democracy.